Schimmel says Wisconsin has a good shot at getting some of the more than $300 million in federal aid because the state already has programs in place that provide treatment instead of prison options for drug addicts facing criminal charges. He says expanding drug courts and other diversion programs is the best way to reduce incarceration rates.
If addiction was the basis for the activity that got someone into the criminal justice system, we cannot expect to just lock them up and they'll come out and they'll be fine, they'll have learned their lesson.
Schimmel says the federal aid will help the state train more people to use naloxone to prevent drug overdoses and to buy expensive drugs like Suboxone that addicts can use to wean themselves off of heroin and addictive painkillers. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.